It's not surprising for us. We've always been saying it. We've always questioned the estimate of 3.2% growth in the first place, simply because if we were projecting that the economy grew at 3.1% in 2014, and yet the situation has even worsened, the commodity prices have declined further, and the liquidity crunch has further entrained itself. So one cannot therefore understand how 2015 was going to result in a better performance, especially now with the drought as well. So if you factor in the drought, if the IMF is now projecting a GDP growth rate of 2.8%, one can still question that, simply because if you have got the combination of the drought and declining commodity prices, it implies therefore that it's going to be a significant decline in the original projection. So 2.8 and 3.2 are too close to each other for one to actually say there's a proper revision. So a proper revision would be, probably 2%.
But what can the government do, Mr. Kanyenze, in the interim and in the long term to spur economic growth?
The first thing is that without social cohesion in government, you can literally do nothing. Because if government is not united, as we are seeing now, that the minister is trying to address a challenge that he has. He's having serious problems paying civil service salaries, and yet he is contradicted by his own president.